Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for RPM International. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into RPM International, a company that might not be a household name for everyone, but plays a significant role in its niche. So, grab a coffee, let's break down what makes this company tick, and figure out if it's a potential gem for your portfolio. We'll cover a quick overview, recent news, performance trends, and then get into the meat of our SWOT analysis, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, before wrapping up with some actionable insights. Company overview. For those who might not be fully familiar, RPM International is a leader in the specialty chemicals and coatings industry, operating within the broader materials sector. Based in the U.S., they've built a solid reputation for producing high-performance coatings, sealants, and building materials that cater to both industrial and consumer markets. With a global footprint and a workforce of thousands, they're a key player in their space, often working behind the scenes to protect and enhance infrastructure and buildings worldwide. Their market cap reflects a mid-sized company with a stable presence, and they've been around long enough to weather various economic cycles. Now, let's see what's been happening with them lately and how they're positioned for the future. Recent news and performance snapshot. Looking at the latest updates, RPM International has been making some noise with record quarterly sales in their most recent earnings report for Q1 2026. That's a headline worth noting. Sales hitting new highs is always a good sign of demand and operational strength. However, not everything is rosy. There are mentions of external economic pressures and internal restructuring challenges that could weigh on short-term results. On the performance front, their stock has shown mixed results over various timeframes. While I won't bore you with exact numbers, let's just say the shorter-term trends over the past few months have been a bit choppy, though the longer-term performance, especially over 5 years, paints a more stable picture compared to some peers in the materials sector. The industry itself has had its ups and downs, and RPM seems to be navigating this terrain with a cautious yet determined approach. So with that backdrop, let's dive into the SWOT analysis to unpack what's driving this company and what could shape its future. SWOT analysis. Strengths. Record sales growth. Let's start with the big win. RPM International reported record quarterly sales in their latest earnings call for Q1 2026. This isn't just a fluke. It shows strong demand for their products, especially in key segments like coatings and construction materials. For long-term investors, consistent revenue growth is a green flag, signaling a business that's capturing market share. Solid profitability metrics. Digging into their financials, RPM boasts a healthy gross profit margin and a decent net profit margin on a trailing 12-month basis. This tells me they're not just selling a lot, they're doing it efficiently, keeping costs in check while delivering value. That's the kind of operational discipline we like to see. Strong operating cash flow. Their cash flow statements reveal a robust net cash provided by operating activities over recent years. This isn't just about making money on paper. It's about having the liquidity to reinvest, pay down debt, or reward shareholders with dividends. Speaking of which, their dividend yield, while not sky high, is competitive for the sector, offering a nice bonus for patient investors. Geographic and product diversification. Looking at their revenue breakdowns, RPM generates income across multiple regions and product categories. This isn't a one-trick pony. They've got a balanced portfolio that helps cushion against regional downturns or segment-specific slumps. For a long-term play, that diversification is a major plus. Weaknesses. Debt levels raising eyebrows. Now let's talk about the not-so-great stuff. RPM's debt-to-equity ratio on a trailing 12-month basis is on the higher side for my liking. While they're generating cash, a hefty debt load can become a burden if interest rates climb or if economic conditions tighten. This is something to watch, especially for risk-averse investors. Short-term performance volatility. While their long-term trajectory looks stable, the stock has experienced some inconsistency in shorter timeframes, like the past month or 3 months. This could spook some investors looking for steady gains, even if we're focused on the bigger picture. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a reminder that RPM isn't immune to market swings. Internal restructuring challenges. Straight from their latest earnings call, management highlighted ongoing internal restructuring initiatives that are causing some short-term pain. Change is often necessary, but it can disrupt operations and weigh on profitability until things settle. This is a temporary headwind, but it's worth noting. Opportunities. Innovation and market expansion. RPM's leadership emphasized in their Q1 2026 earnings call that they're investing heavily in innovation and expanding their sales force and marketing efforts. If they can translate this into capturing new markets or launching standout products, there's real potential for sustained growth. For us long-term folks, companies that prioritize R&D often outperform over decades. Industry tailwinds. While the materials sector has its challenges, there are pockets of growth, especially in infrastructure and construction globally. RPM is well positioned to ride this wave if they can leverage their expertise in coatings and building materials. Keep an eye on government spending or private sector projects that could boost demand. Valuation upside. Looking at their forward PE ratio, the average estimate suggests RPM might be reasonably valued compared to historical levels, with room to grow if earnings continue to improve. For value hunters, this could signal an entry point, though always pair this with your own research on sector multiples. Threats. Economic pressures looming large. Management themselves flagged external economic pressures as a concern in their recent earnings call. Whether it's inflation, supply chain snarls, or slowing global growth, these macro factors could dent demand for RPM's products, especially in cyclical industries like construction. This isn't unique to them, but it's a real risk for the near term. Competitive landscape. The specialty chemicals and coating space isn't a walk in the park. RPM faces stiff competition, and if they can't differentiate through innovation or pricing, they risk losing ground. While they're a leader now, complacency could hurt, especially with smaller, nimbler players or larger giants eyeing their turf. Interest rate sensitivity. With a notable debt load, any significant rise in interest rates could increase borrowing costs for RPM, squeezing margins. This ties back to their weakness on debt, but it's worth doubling down on as a threat, especially if central banks keep tightening to combat inflation. Insights and broader context. All right, let's step back for a moment and connect the dots. RPM International is showing some serious strengths with record sales and solid financials, which are exactly what long-term investors want to see, proof of a business that can grow and generate cash. But, and this is a big but, the debt levels and short-term volatility are red flags that can't be ignored. If you're in for the long haul, these might be bumps in the road before, but they could cause some sleepless nights if macro conditions worsen. On the flip side, their focus on innovation and market expansion is exciting. It's the kind of forward-thinking strategy that can compound returns over time. And while economic pressures are a threat, they're not unique to RPM. The entire sector is feeling the heat, so relative performance will be key. For those of you who like to geek out on valuations, the forward PE suggests there might be some upside if they execute well, but don't just take that at face value. Layer in how their industry peers are trading too. Conclusion and outlook. So where does this leave us with RPM International? From a long-term investment perspective, I see a company with a strong foundation and genuine potential to grow, especially if they capitalize on industry trends and keep innovating. However, the debt and external risks mean this isn't a set-it-and-forget-it kind of stock. You'll need to monitor how they manage their balance sheet and navigate economic headwinds. For now, RPM looks like a hold with a cautious buy potential for those who believe in their growth story and can stomach some near-term uncertainty. As always, balance this with your own risk tolerance and portfolio goals. If you found this analysis helpful, make sure to stay tuned to MarketSnap for more daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses. We've got you covered in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOT breakdowns on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see RPM as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next one.